Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
In all the scenarios that we have too thorough, have you chosen one or looked at one that you think is a better idea than the other? And I'm, of course, leaning towards the Disney model, which seems to be more feasible than other suggestions.
You know, I think where I stand is that I think the NBA has done a stellar job. I'm not just kissing up here. I mean, I've really kind of scrutinized it and looked at everything. I think the NBA has done a stellar job in handling this whole situation as best as possible, shutting down subsequent games to happen. And it's about a league that's...
Oh, no, it sounds like our phone is breaking up right at the wrong... We had some good stuff there from Thurl Bailey. And I wanted to ask, what's it like to go 13 years in the NBA and then cross the pond to go play Euros because you just dunk on everybody? Is it just... We got Thurl back. Good. We were losing you there for a second, Thurl. You were tipping your cap to the NBA thinking that it played a big leadership role in all this. I agree, by the way.
I think they did. I really do. I think, making some tough decisions. Adam Silver, I think, as the head of that, had some tough decisions to make, and I think that he was very calculated in doing them, being careful. You know, obviously, there's a lot of money at stake, but that can't be the first priority. The safety of human beings. Going forward, because of that, I say, you know, I'm not going to judge each scenario. I'm going to say, listen, I trust the NBA to do the right thing, right? I know there's a lot involved. There's money, there's players, there's contracts. There's fans, there's health issues, but I do trust them to do all the research and put this league in the best possible position to get back to. And I also think maybe some, I don't know if it'll ever be exactly the same again, because I think this scenario may push other seasons into a different type of season. Maybe in, you know, start in December, the next season or what have you, but I think we have to really look at what's been done along the way, and that the NBA was probably ready for whatever scenario is going to happen. So I'm anxious to see, where that's going to land, just as much as you guys are.
One of the all-time great Wolfpack players, Thurl Bailey, here on 95.7 The Game. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk about you dunking all over Europe the next time we chat.
Hey, thanks, guys, for let me celebrate Jerry with you guys for a few minutes. And I just appreciate all you guys do. And hope we get to see some basketball soon.
Indeed. Thank you so much for joining us. Great to talk to you. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. It's a 3-day weekend coming up. Whether or not that is well-timed concerning where we are, well, I guess that's up for you to decide. We've got an awful lot more to get into today. At 5 o'clock, Pat Forty's joining Ray and I to talk about how college basketball and football look like they're going. They're going. I mean, starting with college football, obviously, but they're going. The SEC, 2 weeks from now, says, we're going. So what does that mean in the landscape? He's also been writing about how the Triple Crown is going to run in reverse order this year. Okay, he says it's good. I don't know. Yeah, we'll ask Pat Forty all about it.
Yeah, they're closing in Belmont, and Belmont's not going to be a mile and a half this year.
I know, which means it's not the Belmont. Come on. Okay, well, we'll get into all that a little bit later on. Damon Ratto and Kolsky here on 95.7 The Game. We're brought to you by Chilton Auto Body, committed to helping maintain a sense of normalcy. All 12 Chilton Auto Body locations remain open to support you. We'll pick you up and deliver your car when it's ready for the road again. Schedule an appointment today. ChiltonAutoBody.com. Damon and Ratto here on 95.7 The Game.
95.7 The Game is moving California forward.
Very happy to welcome in Greg O'Donnell. He's the founder and CEO of O'Donnell Financial and partner of 95.7 The Game.
You know, I think you need to be cautious right now. We're very cautious with our clients' monies. It's critical that people know where they're at right now. You've got to get to a basis point. How much cash reserves do I have? How long can I ride this market for? I think that's where really the starting point is.
Check out more stories like this on radio.com/MoveCaliforniaForward. Moving forward together.
Announcing the 12th annual San Francisco Bay Dreamhouse Raffle. Benefiting Yerba Buena Center for the Arts.
It's your chance to win the house of your dreams or $1 million in cash. The Dreamhouse is a one-acre home at Stinson Beach with four bedrooms and stunning views of the Pacific.
2,300 prizes will be given away, including cars, vacations, and electronics. There are so many ways to win.
When you buy a minimum of one raffle ticket, you can buy an add-on ticket for a weekly prize of $10,000 cash. Congratulations to this week's add-on ticket winner, Astrid Moxley from Fremont.
Buy your raffle tickets by Friday, May 22nd for this extra way to win. The early bird drawing.
Win a vacation to South Africa or $10,000 cash.
The San Francisco Bay Dreamhouse Raffle. Grand prize is your dream house at Stinson Beach or $1 million.
Buy your tickets right now. Call 800-870-7886. That's 800-870-7886.
Hi, this is Stephanie from Safeway. Memorial Day is the kickoff to summer, and summer is all about grilling and fresh local produce. So join us in kicking off the season this week with Coca-Cola 7-Up or Pepsi. Selected sizes and varieties 4 for $9.88. Limit one offer per household. Sweet California-grown corn, 6 for a dollar. And USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, value pack $4.99 per pound. Wishing you a healthy and happy holiday. This is Stephanie from Safeway, and we'll see you soon. Soda prices higher in sugar tax stores.
Every home has a to-do list. That leaky drain, bare spots on the lawn, repainting the trim. To finally get that to-do list done, call in a pro. Over the past 20 years, HomeAdvisor has connected over 100 million homeowners with trusted local pros. And during these times, we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the HomeAdvisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/start for details. That's homeadvisor.com/start.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338.
And this is what happens when you connect to the coffee shop Wi-Fi. Or buy something with your smartphone. Your information can ping-pong all over the place and be exposed to cybercriminals. More threats demand more protection. That's why Norton and LifeLock are now part of one company. Norton 360 with LifeLock provides all-in-one membership for your cyber safety that gives you device security, identity theft protection, a VPN for online privacy, and more. No one can prevent all cybercrime and identity theft, but Norton 360 with LifeLock is your ally in today's connected world. After all, your info isn't going to stop bouncing around anytime soon. Sign up today for Norton 360 with LifeLock and save 25% or more off your first year by going to norton.com/news. That's norton.com/news for 25% off.
Now back to Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky on 95.7 The Game.
Pat Forte is going to join us at 5 o'clock. We're looking forward to that conversation. How about this? In the meantime, let's say you run an adult website. You'd be out of your mind, absolutely out of your mind, if you run an adult website, if you don't at least pretend to try to be a sponsor for some sort of stadium, whether you got the money or not, because you're going to get ink if you do. A pornographic site named Strip Chat wants to be the next naming rights sponsor of the New Orleans Superdome. I guess Mercedes is pulling out. Mercedes-Benz isn't going to, it's not going to be called the Mercedes-Benz Superdome anymore. Okay. Well, the porn site wants to call it Strip Chat Superdome. Ray, it feels like a non-starter from where I'm sitting. What do you think?
Well, there was a porn company that tried to do that, I want to say, in Miami with the Marlins Park, and that was a non-starter, too.
It was the Miami Heat arena, and it was Bang Bros.
Yeah.
They wanted to call it the BBC.
The BBC.
The Bang Bros Center.
Yeah, I could see where the BBC would have been upset. I could see where any number of people. But, yeah, it never got anywhere. It was a publicity stunt that they knew would go nowhere, and it won't. And this one will too.
Hey, the whole point of publicity stunt isn't the stunt. It's the publicity. And, you know, they got some. And I just said Strip Chat Superdome on a radio show. So they got some, too. Again, if you run an adult website and you're not at least positioning yourself to get some free publicity out of this, what's wrong with you? You should be doing that. But it's obviously it's a non-starter. I'm fascinated by sports business. I'm fascinated by media business. Here's something, Ray, that I've had all week long. We haven't really had a chance to get into it. I'd like to bring it up here, and I'd like to just examine what you think went wrong, because I want to take you back, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago. Just like me, you had never heard of Under Armour either, because Under Armour didn't exist. Under Armour went from no one's ever heard of it to, okay, I think I've heard of it, to, okay, I've seen, like, the spandex that you wear. Okay, now I see the gear that you're making. And then Under Armour seemed to, like Nike, almost fell into Michael Jordan. Under Armour made some incredibly well-placed bets on young sporting lives that, oh, man, if this guy turns into something, your brand might really pop off. Well, Under Armour made bets on Steph Curry, Buster Posey, Bryce Harper, Jordan Spieth, and Michael Phelps. And by doing so, it went from in the background to a major brand and an outfitter for teams and stars all over the place. Like, guys are winning MVPs wearing Under Armour. Guys are wearing green jackets wearing Under Armour. You got Olympians picking up gold medals at a record pace wearing and rocking Under Armour. If there were ever a brand that seemed to be set up for instant overnight success and have an awful lot of staying power, it was indeed Under Armour. My God, they became the official outfitter of The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, whatever good that is. They outfit Notre Dame. They outfit Cal, Wisconsin, Boston College, Maryland, Navy, an awful lot of conference. Oh, how about that? Not an awful lot. Excuse me. All of Conference USA, a ton of smaller schools, D3 schools, NAIA schools. Under Armour got in grassroots movement, and they bet huge and big on successful players and brands and athletes early. Well, a report this week said that they've been hit hard by coronavirus pandemic. They're down 23% in sales in the first quarter. Last month, they had to lay off 6,700 employees. And it really felt like a brand that was way on the come just started evaporating. And I'm stunned by it. I really, truly am. I thought that we had a new real player on the block. And they're going to teach class about this, right? This isn't just like coronavirus went wrong. This is mismanagement. This is even though you think that you bet on the right guys who had the right amount of success, it still didn't pay off. It's amazing.
Yeah, these are numbers that only go through the end of 2018. I don't have the 2019 numbers in front of me, but they maintained their revenue, but their net income went in 2016 of $198 million to a loss of $48 million in 2017, and then a loss of $46 million in 2018. So it basically fell off the earth. You know, just and I think in October.
Any theories
of last
as
year,
to why? I mean, I know that Curry tried to pump out some sneakers that were not well received on Twitter, but that doesn't feel like it would gut $600 million worth of growth. I mean, it's stunning.
No, Stephen Curry's ability to destroy capitalism in America is somewhat limited. No, I think they just got overextended and the market dried up. And the last I saw was that Kevin Plank, the guy who founded the company, was going to be stepping down sometime this year. And in fact, it looks like he might have already done that. But yeah, they're foundering bad. I don't know if they're going to pull out of this, especially with, you know, with the colossal economic implosion that they're going through, that everybody's going through. Also, in November of last year, the Securities and Exchange Commission was going to look at Under Armour's accounting policy. So it looks like some fraud might be going on too.
Oh, chicanery.
Yeah, so it looks like Under Armour may turn out to be a ghost. If they could pull out of this more, you know, it'll be a great save, but it doesn't look good.
Like, I remember when Cal decided to go Under Armour, I thought that was a great move for Cal. You're aligning yourself with the athlete in the Bay Area who's got the biggest following in Steph Curry, even though he didn't go there. You know, more people are probably interested in it here than anywhere else. And Cal needed like a reboot of their gear. They needed to look, and I thought Under Armour served them well. They went to that flat matte helmet, and like their uniforms, I thought, improved. And I'm very surprised that didn't turn into a bigger success story. I would have bet on it. And I would have lost, I guess, a lot of money betting on it. I tell you, as you look at businesses right now that are trying to pivot to see how they survive what is something that no one could really have properly prepared for. Ray, I think an email exchange with some buddies of mine, I think we found the official hardest business pivot imaginable. When I was a kid, there was no dinner that was more exciting or could top a night at a hibachi table. Whether it was Benihana or somewhere else, that to me was dinner end of show. I loved it. And I still love Japanese food to this day. I love hibachi chefs to this day. If you want to convince me it's time to go to Benihana, I am with you. I love Benihana. Absolutely love Benihana. I don't care that it's gone from a semi-reasonably priced, easily called, you know, kind of cult status to we got to wait how long to get in here and how much is this to, I mean, it became a huge pain in the ass. It went from a kind of cool thing to do to now everybody's doing it. All right. Well, I still love Benihana. You tell me how you're supposed to invite people to gather at a table with another group of people that you've never met before to breathe all over your food as it's being prepared for you. You want to talk about how do they get it back? Benihana. Probably weren't thinking about Benihana 5 minutes ago, but I hope you're thinking about it now.
I certainly wasn't, but no, it's amazing what businesses in America have been exposed by this fairly unique set of circumstances. I mean, a lot of places that, you know, seem to be bulletproof are now no longer. And I mean, Under Armour's decline, you know, started a couple of years ago, but you know, Benihana was stunt food, and everybody liked, you know, a lot of people like to see their food fly up into a guy's hat, but now there's no hat to throw the food into. And all of a sudden now it's just another Asian restaurant.
So the pivot, like so many restaurants are trying to make, is carry out or delivery. How the hell do you order delivery from Benihana? I mean, unless you got a hibachi chef setting up like on your sidewalk, you know, where you watch through the window, it feels like it's not quite what you were looking for. You start thinking about the ripple effect of this, and it's amazing. Like you just said, Ray, how far it goes, the different industries that get touched by this. You know who's getting slammed in the last 2 months? You haven't thought about this at all. I promise you haven't thought about this at all. You know who's really gotten crushed? Dry cleaners. Dry cleaners. Think about it. When's the last time you put on a suit? When's the last time you wore something that was nice enough to be worthy of dry cleaning in the first place, much less worn it enough times to where you now had to take it to a dry cleaner. You haven't at all. Dry cleaning's got to be down 90% in America. I just made that up. I don't know. But, I mean, think about it. Guys who had to wear a suit to work every day, now not even going to work. Dry cleaners are getting crushed. I read another article that mustard is having a tough time negotiating this. Think about it. Mustard sales are directly attached, you would think, to stadiums, baseball, outdoor grilling season, ballparks, all the things that are closed right now. Big mustard is taking it on the chin, Ray.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. No pun intended.
I guess I'm surprised by mustard because you can actually have that at home. I didn't realize that they were so dependent on ballparks to keep afloat.
Yeah,
I
mean, well, how about
why is mustard in trouble and mayonnaise isn't?
Because mayonnaise is not necessarily a community condiment. It's more of a personal condiment that you would have in your refrigerator. How often do you see mayonnaise offered at a ballpark when you go to you got your hot dog, you can go get some onions, you can go get some relish, and you got a little mayo, or excuse me, a little ketchup or mustard or spicy mustard. Mayonnaise is rarely there. I think it's more of a direct to consumer. Here's another thing that I read, and you would think that this, you want to talk about too big to fail? Coca-Cola. I just read an interview with their CEO where he is really, really, I mean, who understands global economy and sales and marketing more than Coca-Cola, right? It's the most popular drink in the world. Nothing short of that. Right now, Coca-Cola, where is this? Coca-Cola, roughly half the company's revenue comes from away from home channels like restaurants, movie theaters, and stadiums. And one of their biggest markets is China, where right now stay-at-home orders means they're not selling to all these Chinese restaurants, and they're just getting absolutely... If Coca-Cola's hurting, I think we're all in trouble, just a little.
Well, for every Coca-Cola, there's probably some niche drink somewhere that's doing okay.
Bubble water, White Claw.
But it sort of depends on how you consume it. If you have to consume it with a lot of other people, or that's the fashionable thing, you're in trouble. But if you could sit there and drink in isolation, you're probably doing fine. I'd be willing to bet you that the wine industry is probably doing okay. The wineries may not be doing great because they probably are losing business because they can't open their doors for tastings and whatnot. But I'll be willing to bet you that they say people are drinking more than ever. Well, they're drinking something. I'm presuming it's, at least beer, probably wine, maybe the hard stuff's going well. I don't know, but it's
hard stuff's going to be going well at about 6:01 tonight here at the Bruce residence. I'll tell you that.
Oh, 5:55 for me, pal.
There you go. You can't stop
I
Ray.
See, no, all I need to say is, once John Wooden speaks, I'm drinking.
888-957-9570. There's the number. It'd be great to have you in here. We are at the end of what has been a hell of a week where I think Ray and I, and look, if Matt were here, he would probably admit this too. Our doom and gloom prognosis, which we thought would be based in people's caution and in science, that there would be no sports in 2020, looks incredibly inaccurate from where we're sitting right now. Given the fact that we're seeing numbers, which started very well this week, like numbers were really trending in a good direction at the beginning of this week, here at the end of this week, they're not necessarily trending in wonderful directions. As a matter of fact, the San Jose Mercury News has said that statewide testing in California right now is at its highest rate. Now, when your testing's at its highest rate, the results will be more than before. I get that. Mortality is something else that when you put the ratios together, what we have, for the very first time during this entire pandemic to begin with, California has seen a pattern of more than 2,000 new cases pop up with at least 100 deaths in three of 4 days. Those are milestones that had not occurred at any time in the state of California before this week. So again, we're getting a confirmed cases and dead people ratio that is now bigger than any ratio that led us to shut anything down in the first place. Yet it seems like we are steamrolling towards open it up again. And we all like Memorial Day. Who doesn't like a 3-day weekend? This Memorial Day is not exactly what I would call well-timed. It might be the virus's very best friend. But as Ray and I have been saying since 2 o'clock this afternoon, is that there probably isn't a number that will be a cautionary tale. It's going to have to be a sports celebrity to again get the attention of sports leagues, exercising caution instead of sprinting towards a restart.
Yeah, and it's going to have to be someone who generates money in the now. It won't be a former athlete.
It won't be Patrick Ewing who tested positive today.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I think this is going. It's that they have basically gone all in on the, you know, we don't care proposition. And so that's what it's going to be. If people are comfortable going to ballparks, then that's the risk you're going to run. And some of you are going to run a very bad risk. But if you're going to roll the dice that way, I don't know that there's anybody available to stop you.
It looks like the SEC is going to be rolling the dice on its student athletes because, let's just say, the SEC isn't really opening for sports in 2 weeks. The SEC plans on opening for athletic business in 2 weeks. That's what's really happening here. Voluntary in-person activities, athletic activities may resume on campuses at the discretion of each university beginning in about 2 weeks from now. June 8th is their target date. The activities will come under strict supervision of designated university personnel and safety guidelines. Well, now the magic question is, who sets the safety guidelines? Well, the safety guidelines are being developed by each institution, which means we're going to have a set of rules that applies to us. You're going to have a set of rules that applies to you. I'm sure we're all going to share our rules. And what do you think then happens, Ray, when schools start sharing their campus rules with each other? Will the schools with weaker rules pivot towards getting more strict? Or do you think the schools with stricter rules will pivot to becoming more lax? I know what I'd bet on.
Oh, it's option B. You don't. It's not that line's not on the board. You're not betting that. You can't get action on the other side of that. They're all going to go, well, if they're playing, we're playing. And the only places that aren't playing are places that are where the president of the university is so politically powerful that he can tell the biggest money maker on campus that you're not open. And I don't know how many of those there are.
888-957-9570. Wes in Napa, we were just talking a little grape. He's from Napa. This kind of speaks for itself. He's a wine guy. Wes, you're on with Damon and Ratto today. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys all doing today?
Very well. Thank you. Yourself?
Can't complain. Nobody really listens, so that's how that goes. But I work up here in the wine industry in Napa Valley, and I pick up a lot of wine. And it's anywhere, depending on you ask, between 40 and 70% up on all sales, and that's direct to the house. So
does 40 to 70% up make up for the lack of tourists and feet on the ground at your winery? Like, in a weird way, could Napa even come out ahead in this?
That I don't know. I know that because they're not visiting the wineries, they're having it sent directly to their house. I work for a carrier that picks up from all the fulfillment houses, and they're just way too much work going on up here on that part. But the wine part, you know, people showing up, no, that's very down. And, of course, all your restaurants aren't selling wine or any of that neither. So it's down, but it's going to be made up somewhat from being sent directly to the house.
Thank you very much, Wes. Appreciate it. And hope everyone up in Napa is doing well. Look, when it comes to Napa as a region, I don't think they have a single COVID case. But for someone who is like technically across the bridge and it's still Napa County, but they're almost on the edge of it, like one per, like Napa's done very, very well in this. Really, really, truly has. The Bay Area has done very, very well. We're not that far over 400 dead. Now, there's a sentence I never thought I'd say. Only 400 people dying isn't a big number. But this is the world we now live in, where people are justifying what are jaw-dropping death tolls and trying to minimize them or say it's not as bad as it could have been, so I guess that's good. And it's a weird time to be alive. There's no doubt.
Yeah, no, it's and you know, you were talking earlier about how the last couple of days the numbers spiked upward. And I think that's going to be the case all the way around, which is why nobody should be smug if their area is relatively trouble-free, because you don't know what it's going to be like in a week. Because so far, the virus is very capricious. It responds to some things and not others. You know, there are people who have been promoting viruses that or vaccines that don't work. And the ones that seem to work some are still in the early testing stage. And until there's a vaccine, I think the numbers are going to fluctuate wildly everywhere. I mean, there's already been one flare-up since the virus hit in South Korea, where everybody thought everything was buttoned down there. China's had a flare-up. This is not going to operate in a linear fashion. So, you know, if you think you're doing fine right now, you know, if you want to make God laugh, say that you're clear of the virus.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're taking calls up to 5 o'clock, at which point we're going to put in a call to Pat Forty of Sports Illustrated. An awful lot to talk about with a man who's deeply connected in college sports. We actually got a little triple crown to talk to him about as well, and we will, because he's Pat Forty, and that's what he does. He is already really worried about talking to Ray, and who isn't these days? Make sure you stick with us. We got plenty more still coming up. It is our longest commercial-free segment of the day, and it's right around the corner. It's all brought to you by Fremont Bank, still open to serve the community that they love with full-service banking and no compromises.
How far is the MLB willing to go to bring baseball back?
I think it's going to be assume the risk, take the punch. We're playing. Who wants in the pool? If not for baseball, because there's a strong enough union to stand in the way of owners' wishes, I could see how owners' wishes would trump any science and basically say, hey, if you can make a better living doing something else, go do that. We're going to play over here. If you're interested, come on aboard.
Get the news first, only on 95.7. The Game.
Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Fiducci and Associates and United Planners are not affiliated.
How's this wild ride on Wall Street affecting your retirement nest egg? If you're retired or nearing retirement, your concern is making sure your savings can last a lifetime. Are you ready to trade volatility for stability? Then you should find out about the strategies that can help provide you a lifetime of steady income. This is information you need now, and you can get it with a free one-on-one virtual meeting or a phone call with Pat Fitucci or one of his team from don'tinvestandforget.com. You don't have to wait for an office appointment. You can schedule a call with Pat from the comfort of your home and learn about the income strategies designed to help you enjoy a more financially secure retirement. It's free and there's no obligation. Just call 888-PLAN-WISE or go to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's 888-PLAN-WISE or go to don'tinvestandforget.com.
This is Ray Ratto from 95.7 The Game. Quarantine sucks. Shelter in place sucks. But what sucks more is you ignoring those things to endanger people you love and care about because you think you need to get outside for no apparent reason. Stay inside if you possibly can, and everybody will get through this because we always do.
95.7 The Game is helping the Bay Area stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
The sports seasons may be on hold right now. But team front offices are busy.
And Radio.com has the biggest sports stations in the country.
Covering your favorite teams and sports. Stay up on the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NHL, NBA, and more. All the trades, player and coach interviews, and everything you need to know. Binge your favorite podcast from the top personalities in sports. Stay connected to the teams and sports you love so you're ready when they come back. Listen on Radio.com or the Radio.com app.
Many COVID-19 responders still need comfortable and convenient places to stay, and Airbnb's community of generous hosts have opened their doors in response. The Frontline Stays program connects frontline workers fighting the spread of COVID-19 with places to stay so they can isolate themselves from their communities. Frontline Stays are specially prepared for COVID-19 responders, and some are offered at free or discounted prices. If you would like to get involved with this program, visit airbnb.com/frontlinestays.
You may not know it, but the equity in your home can provide you with cash when you need it most. Whether you're looking to consolidate debt or cover a major renovation, a home equity line of credit or cash out refinance from Fremont Bank may be a great choice for you. With increased home values, now may be the right time to give us a call to find out how your home's equity can work for you. Visit FremontBank.com or call 866-992-INFO today. NMLS number 478471, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Looking for essential businesses open in your area while we shelter in place? 957thegame.com/local has a complete list in your county. Shea Homes Visitor Centers and Model Homes are open by appointment only at this time, with quick move-in homes now available. To schedule a private tour, visit sheahomes.com/bayarea. We encourage you to support your local businesses, and we are dedicated to helping the Bay Area stay connected. For more information, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
Hi, this is San Mateo County District Attorney Steve Wagstaff. We've all been challenged during the COVID-19 crisis, and you might be tempted to gather and celebrate Memorial Day weekend. Whatever you do, don't drink and drive, choose a designated driver, take a ride share, take Caltrain or Samtrans. Whatever you do, don't get behind the wheel if you've had a couple drinks, and don't get into a vehicle with a drunk driver. On behalf of the San Mateo County District Attorney's Office, we wish you all a safe Memorial Day weekend, and remember, don't drink and drive.
Dell Technologies has special business savings right now to help you office everywhere and stay productive. Save up to 45% on desktops, laptops, and do-it-all servers with Intel Core processors. Upgrade to new modern devices with Windows 10 and save on essential electronics. All with free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit Dell.com/smallbusinessdeals.
Right now, Home Sweet Home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/grow200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/grow200.
Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
In less than 15 minutes, we're going to say hello to Pat Forty, writer for Sports Illustrated, one of the best at covering college everything. Pat Forty cares, and he cares an awful lot about football. We're going to be talking to him all about it at 5 o'clock this afternoon, 888-957-9570. We were just talking about our friendly neighbors to the north up in Napa. What is going on in the wine industry is we're looking at, you know, what do you think? What, you know, it's obvious to see what would suffer. If you think about it a little bit more, who is suffering through all this? Again, dry cleaners are getting crushed. Coca-Cola, believe it or not, is really getting crushed through COVID-19. Well, I got wine guys, Ray. I know you got your wine guys, too. My wine guys know what they're talking about. Either Landsness, Kenny, Sweeney, or Flanders is usually listening to this show. And whenever wine comes up, sure enough, one of them starts texting me. Today, Flanders is tuning in. And Flanders just told me, wine sales are up by enough in grocery stores and chain stores, which is measured by Nielsen, to offset the complete collapse of restaurant and tasting room sales. retail wine sales by dollar value are up nearly 31% during the pandemic. Nielsen reports and that sales are up 27.7% by volume. What does all that mean? It actually means that people are now spending more money on a bottle of wine than they did before. How about that?
Doesn't surprise me. There is a friend of mine has a son who was working in a hospital in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And they were preparing for a rush of COVID cases, which they didn't get. But when the state went into shelter in place, they got lots of calls from people who were having alcohol withdrawals. And the hospitals were almost overwhelmed with those to the point where they had to reopen liquor stores, at least to,
in Pennsylvania, they're package stores, which aren't open on what, Sundays? They still got blue laws, right?
Right. So in other words, you know, the crisis they had was that people weren't getting their jack.
By the way, shout out to Harvey, also a wine guy who's listening, felt left out there. Harvey, if you need a bald dude or a wine guy, Harvey's your guy. 888-957-9570. Austin is in Napa. Austin, what do you got?
Yeah, guys, I'd just like to thank your producers, your engineers, Dave and Ray, for distraction that we all need right now. So thank you guys so much for that.
Hey, no problem, man. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, so as you kind of mentioned here in Napa, your last caller was absolutely correct. Overall, wine is flying off the shelves. Like Ray said, people need to get their jack. For a higher-end brand, though, tourism is certainly hurting, as well as heads in the beds for the hotels and the restaurants. At least the wineries have volume that we can sell at a later date. We have the wine inventory. But really, the tourism, just as you are in San Francisco, is taking a hit. So,
right. Auberge du Soleil is probably having a tough time getting that rack rate right now.
That's exactly right, Game. And then to pivot the conversation to kind of get back to sports a little bit here, I wanted to get your views on the NBA draft and if the Warriors are going to, pick in the lottery and who you think would be a best fit or Damon or Ray. Who you think a potential starter would be that they could trade that pick for that would be useful to reinvigorate the second wave? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And thank you for using the second wave in a way that is not related to COVID-19 for the first time in radio in over a month. So we do appreciate that. You know, Ray, there's an awful lot of talk about what the Warriors should do. Try to trade the pick with high value for a player who would show up ready to go, or draft, develop, and go through whatever growing pains as you still fancy yourself a contender right now. I've thought about it a lot. If Wiseman is there, I want Wiseman. I really do, and I don't want whatever you could get for a guy like Wiseman, because I see the Warriors' window closing a little faster than maybe they do. So you're going to need that next generation more than you're going to need the guy to contend right now. The Warriors, I think, would be well served to make a pick that you hope works out today, but also sets you up for tomorrow, or the Curry, Clay, Draymond era could come to a screeching halt.
Well, the problem, though, and I'm not picking on Wiseman except that he's the name we've agreed on, the lessons of picking high in a bad draft are legion. If you commit to a player who is not fully NBA ready, you'll pay for that mistake, not for just 1 year, but for several. And the problem with Wiseman is not whether he's an athlete or not, it's how much basketball he's played at a high level. And I think that's the problem with the top end of this draft in a lot of situations. It's just guys, teams haven't seen enough of guys, and guys haven't seen enough of what the next level looks like. So picking Wiseman is more sort of a blindfolded dart in the air than under normal circumstances where you would have gotten to see him for 30 games. They only saw him for 12, and I don't think 12 is enough. LaMelo Ball didn't play very much in Australia before he got hurt. He's considered a high pick. I think the problem with this draft is that there's not nearly enough data on too many guys in a draft that most people projected to be not nearly as good as the next one coming up. So I'm sort of thinking, if I'm the Warriors and I can move the pick, I'd rather do that because it's a cleaner way of getting to that next wave.
For whom? And I don't need a name. Give me what are you looking for? Because I don't know if you got the who knows who's available. The NBA business is about to change possibly dramatically, and who's still on the roster could change in city to city because of new budgets that get rolled out in the new world that we return to. Who's the player that you think, okay, plug and play, or at least give me the player type?
No, well, they need a wing. But what I would do is try to get more assets in 2021, is get more draft picks, because they didn't want an additional 2020 pick when they were talking about moving at D'Angelo Russell. I mean, that deal almost fell apart because Minnesota wanted to send him their 2020 pick. The Warriors insisted, we want the 21 pick. So to my way of thinking, that's a message that they don't love this draft. And if you don't love guys and you're picking that high up, I think you either better have a guy in mind who fits a specific thing, or you need to get out of it.
It's going to be a tough situation. It was a tough situation going into it before anyone had a germ to talk about. It's a tougher situation now. I will say this, man. We're talking about the guys or the entities or the business entities that have been really rocked by all this. Yeah, I've said it's hard to feel bad for anyone with an infinity pool. And I'm guessing that Joe Lacob has the means to enjoy laps in an infinity pool. If he does not have one, he could. But I do. I feel bad for Joe Lacob. Joe Lacob, what he thought. Okay, any night of 2018, and you walk up to Joe and say, man, as you dream of 2020, what are you dreaming of? You would have never dreamed anything that would have looked like this. 2020 being a cataclysmic on-court failure due to injury that is way out of your control, to Durant, obviously, then to Clay, then to Curry. For all of that to happen in the year that you're opening up your brand new building, oh, I mean, that alone, and then to have the year that your brand new building is open be such a disappointment in the first place, and then have to see a significant amount of dates just taken from you because you can't do it, and all the concerts that you had aligned for, all the brand new Chase Center bells, and it all goes away. All of it. Just boom. Vanishing on the spot. I mean, a major investment paid off for Joe Lacob when he bought the Warriors. He got paid coming and going already. There is no doubt. But he reinvested in one of the bigger all-in moves you'll ever see in sports infrastructure. What they did, if you have not been to Chase Center yet, it's spectacular. It's unbelievable what they've done. Chase Center was built as a premier gathering spot in the world. That's what it was meant to be. It was built to be cut in half to form even more intimate gathering opportunities. That outdoor area, the plaza, was built to be a gathering spot. Everything they built Chase Center to be is to serve a world that's going to have a hard time looking like that again in any time in the near future. It's rough. It's rough. And I wouldn't be surprised to see that these guys are smart enough to figure it all out, and they're going to be fine, and I'm sure of that too. But what they were expecting in 2020, the year that they thought they were going to get Ray and the year that they got, I don't know if you can find a bigger gap in reality, right?
I think you could make a case for Tillman Fertitta.
Okay. Yeah. You can even stick in the league and find a guy. You're right about that.
Yeah. There are a bunch of guys who got their hats blocked on this. I mean, there's no that's not in dispute. But yeah, Joe Lacob got handed a nice little rolling grenade.
I
don't feel sorry for him, because he's still got plenty of dry powder elsewhere in the mansion. But Yeah, this didn't go the way he thought.
No, no. It just shows you, man, you can be making the best laid plans, and it can all blow. Nothing is guaranteed. Even the guaranteed too big to fail, nothing can go wrong. Who would have ever thought? Who would have ever thought? Again, Joe Lacob's the kind of guy who I'm sure planned for, like, what would happen if Steph Curry did get hurt for the year? I'm sure he planned for worst contingencies, profit margins to maybe not be what he thought they would be. But no one ever sits down and plans a worst-case scenario budget with the number zero coming in. Like, zero's the number that never exists on the ledger sheet until now.
Yeah, I mean, look, LeBron James thought this was his last best chance to win a championship. And, you know, he's a guy who's got pride like everybody else, and he's finding out, nah, you're not going to get a championship in all likelihood because you're probably not going to play. I mean, that's why he had that conference call with the other, you know, big players in the league saying, we want to play, we want to play. Not your vote, you know. There's a guy with a lab coat who's holding your future in his hands. Be nice to him.
Or at least a commissioner in the SEC conference is holding your future in his hands. Because is there any doubt in your mind that the Boulder one sport gets, the bolder everyone's going to get? And I'm talking across the board, not just pro sport after pro sport, but college opening up in 2 weeks means the NBA and the NHL are 100% going to finish out their years.
Well, the college was going to do whatever it was going to do no matter what. But, you know, I think every league has basically gotten that weird smell watching, you know, Dana White, watching Vince McMahon, and going, you know what? Well, if they can do it, I can do it. Yeah, but yours is a different circumstance. Well, no, it isn't. We're gonna open this one way or another. I will be surprised when this all ends if Adam Silver doesn't go from the hyper cautious, we have to follow the science, to the science is going to have to work its own deal out. We've got issues.
888.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean to cut you off there. 888-957-9570. Call still welcome throughout the hour. We're in a holding pattern for Pat Forty, who's going to be joining us. And by the way, welcome to your 5 o'clock.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.